London students and young people in London once again filled Parliament Square, this time much bigger and even more vibrant. Throughout the day, students and young people marched back and forth to Trafalgar Square and Buckingham Palace. Holding their homemade placards as they marched, they called for immediate action to address climate change. Trade unions, such as the RMT, were also present during the protest, giving support. Socialist students, aware of the importance of democratic debate to build this movement, set up an open mic to engage with young people about how we can go further. This proved to be very popular and a massive crowd formed around the Red Sound system. Although there was a wide spectrum of ideas, there was one argument that almost all agreed on: only mass action from below, linking up with trade unions, and disrupting not only the traffic, but the whole economy, has the potential to halt climate change. Many agreed that profit-oriented big businesses would do nothing to halt climate change, and some students chanted socialist change, not climate change. More than 200 people signed up to socialist students, to hear more from us. Many young people said they want to campaign in their schools and colleges, to build for the next climate strike. We told them that we would be more than happy to provide materials and any other support they need. Burke A. Kartoff,